On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU soccer team was at home last weekend, split with St. Cloud and Concordia on the road this weekend, tomorrow and Sunday against the University of Mary in Northern State. Senior Bethany Fluto is with us. I'll be as nice as I can with this question. Well, maybe not. You guys started the season not good at all. You've been playing a lot better as of late. What changed?
We started off having a lot of young players, and the team was just getting used to playing with each other. And we, like, the scores of our games, they were a lot worse than our team played. So, we just had to fix a few little things, and now those are fixed, and now we're just fixing the small things, I guess.
I remember press conference spring of your senior year in high school, and Jim Stone was announcing his class for the next year. I'm like, printed off the notes for the interview here. I'm like, senior, good heavens. Boy, a career flies by, doesn't it?
It does. It's gone by really fast. Couldn't have asked for a better team to play with. They're awesome girls. Yeah, it's a lot of fun with them.
How has your role changed in your 4 years here?
Well, my freshman year was a little rough. I started off one of the weaker freshmen, and basically just tried my hardest in practice and just try and push the team every day as best I could. And now I would say I'm one of the leaders, I guess, of the team. And yeah, more, my role on the field is a lot bigger now too.
Is the leadership role something that you like?
I do like it. It's a lot of fun, interacting with the team and seeing ways I can help out and just sharing my experiences with them and, figuring out how I could help them.
The one thing that players on this team or this program have always used to describe the team is a family. What makes it such a tight-knit group?
Coach has a lot to do with it. He stresses the family atmosphere a lot. We always try to stress team dinners and team events and get together for team activities. And we set goals at the beginning of every season of where we want to be at and how many goals we want to score. And one of the categories actually, family events, we make goals that say how many team activities we want to have a year. And yeah, we work hard to be a close-knit group of friends.
Doesn't that make you a better team too on the field?
Definitely. It's a lot easier to communicate on the field when things are going well off the field. Everything flows better. People aren't holding grudges, and it doesn't affect us the way we play if we're all friends.
You look at who was coming back from last year and, who had scored goals and who had been able to contribute in the stat sheet. And granted, games aren't won in the stat sheet, but the people that are scoring for you this year certainly weren't scoring for you last year. Things change, people evolve, correct?
Definitely. Kirsten Erickson has had an amazing season so far. She's one of the leading scorers in the conference. She's awesome. She is using her gift of speed. She's a really fast player, and she finds a way to make that work and puts balls in the net, and so it's nice for us.
What was it like to play at home?
It was really nice to finally have a home weekend. We had a lot of fans. Probably helped that it was Parents' Day, but yeah, it's nice to look on the sideline, and the whole sideline was filled with fans, and that helps a lot, just having the support of the community.
Go on the road this weekend for the final time of the regular season, you, Mary, and Northern. How do you feel you match up with those two teams?
Really well, I guess. I don't know. During the past, we've had a lot of success against them, and we had success against Mary last spring in an indoor tournament, and I think we'll have a good turnout this weekend.
Good luck. Enjoy the rest of the year.
Thank you.
For more information about the BSU soccer team, log on to bsubeavers.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.